great day. I hope everyone is having a really good day, a really good night, a really good evening, morning, whenever the heck you guys are listening to this. I just stepped out of work. I am going to go get some product at the house to go ship off. I'm on my lunch break right now, and I feel like I have some good errand time to run this. So that's what I'm going to do right now. And I thought about a subject. I thought about a topic right now of what to speak about in the podcast. And I'm doing my best to stay consistent. So when the ideas kind of flourish in my mind, I let them out as soon as I can. Because I didn't have a solid podcast day anyway. So let's rock and roll like this, right? So today's podcast is going to be about, it happens to everybody and we're not perfect, but today's podcast is going to be about animosity and how sometimes people have animosity towards you that you don't even know. And it's insane because that animosity could be even deeper and harder than having issues with someone, than who you're having issues with for real, right? So, you know, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I have always ran into the topic of, if my friend doesn't like you, I'm not gonna fuck with you at all. And you know what? In one piece, it is a loyalty. You know what I'm saying? It is loyalty. It is how it goes. I personally believe, right, that if it's something where the topic is terrible, obviously the code is, you can't be friends with that person, and that's okay to me. I'm just not gonna sit around and entertain super dark conversations. I'm a mirror of what I am and how I function, and the universe is gonna respond to the real you, not the fake you that you're pretending to be for that moment and in that time, the frame. So let's say, I think for a friend code, that is definitely okay. You're not supposed to talk to this person. It's not happening. Don't think you're cool with her because it's not. You're not happening. You can't be buddy-buddy. It just can't happen. That's not how it goes. Now, when it comes to like maybe a coworker or maybe someone you have, anybody that somebody close to you, not close to you as in family, but like maybe another friend that you know has a problem with one of your friends, and you are kind of on in the fence of, oh, should I be her friend? Should I be her friend? Like when this one talks about this one, you talk about this one too. That's not okay. I'll tell you why that's not okay. Not only is the universe responding to the real you, which is fake as fuck. You're talking shit about somebody. You hate somebody that you don't even know, that did nothing to you. So when you're around this person, you know, keep the same energy. The other person, mind you though, the other person might not know why your energy is like that unless they know the situation, unless you know, unless they know that you're the friend of whoever the situation is with, and moving forward. I have had people look at me like I shitted in their coffee and their energy was super heavy and I had no idea why. To later find out, hey, that's Fulana with the thing and the thing and the thing. I'm like, wow, that's why she was looking at me like I shitted in her fucking coffee. It all makes sense now. Is it acceptable? No, that's super corny, I think, of people, especially when they don't know you. You understand? And especially when they don't know your spirit, they don't know how amazing you are. It tends to leave a bad taste because they're probably not a bad person either, but they are put in a predicament where they feel as though you sit around and talk shit about them with that certain individual that just doesn't get along with you. Everybody, oh my god, the animosity for no reason sometimes is spirit devouring. Because listen, you can end up with two things. There's only two ways to end up here. You're hating and talking shit about somebody that doesn't give a fuck about you, or you're hating or and talking shit about somebody that perhaps can whoop your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, and now you're getting your ass whooped because your friend got a big ass mouth, or your friend is the problem starter. That's why I don't get involved. Like, if you're not the boys or my mother, I don't give a fuck who you beefing with. You're beefing with them. That's on you. Unless that person did something to me, I'm good on this side. I don't give a fuck. You good. You can stay with that animosity, because what you do to your spirit comes out. It pours out of you. It pours out of you. And I, in my opinion, don't think it is... it is something that you want to be doing every single day. Talking shit about somebody point blank period brings down your vibration, bring down your energy, and gives you this dark entity. I don't care what you say. It is the law. That's how it goes. You talk shit, you end up feeling shitty. Now you're upset. Now you're mad. Now you feel like that other person needs to hear what you gotta say. Now you're reposting things because that other person, because your friend started something with somebody else that they couldn't finish. It's just, now you're involved. Like, for what? I know that people are ride or die, but notice who you're riding or dying for. Notice who you're fucking your spirit up for, okay? You don't have to do this with coworkers. You don't have to do this with certain people. That's like when people tell you that the movie is shitty, right? And then you go see the movie by yourself and you're like, wow, this movie is actually pretty awesome and I love it. And I don't know, if I had listened to Fulana, I wouldn't have got this done, or like this movie, or whatever it is. Go see for yourself if it even interests you. If you guys are in a way that you work together, especially, because I find sometimes that we are at work for very long periods. Like, if we're at home and it's almost like our second home, and our energy is so put in there, and there's so much to give from you at a workspace, especially if you are there a lot of hours. So if you make your environment at work what your environment is in the house, and you want to better yourself, this is for the people. I talk to the people that want to better themselves. Because if you're on this podcast, you obviously want to change something about you. Or you want to hear something that's going to trigger your day to be different from yesterday. And I know this. I know this. This is what y'all come for. And this is why I love the podcast. Because I know that no matter who listens to it, even if it's one person, this person is going to pour into whoever is next. And even if that person that they are pouring into hasn't listened to the podcast, I could tell you this much. You pouring into them, you listening, makes a huge change for their next decision. So if you want to change your ways, then don't take your habits from your house to your work. I only say this because then that's what you're going to be everywhere you go to. Even when you're walking in the middle of the street, you're going to sprue out bad energy because that's what you are. You know how when you sweat, like you work out, you sweat? Well, when you work out, you sweat out this. When you're walking around, it's literally your spirit sweating out of your body. And people could tell the darkness. Obviously, you're not going to be sweating darkness or like black liquid. Please don't go that far into your imagination, because y'all be interesting. But remember that wherever you take that, you're taking it everywhere. Fuck it. When you acting like that, you taking that shit everywhere. So if you hating on somebody and you're not too sure why, if you're talking about somebody because your friend is, you know, starting stuff and you don't know exactly why, remember, please, like, let's not be blind. I tend to do this with the boys. Like, the boys and my mother have no wrong saying. Like, they're not wrong in my eyes when it's about somebody else, or like when we feel like is attacking him or them, or I don't know what it is, but the boys have my heart. So, but when they are wrong and they know they're wrong, or they feel like, hey, I'm not wrong, it's crazy, I try to see all sides of the story, because there's his side, there's her side, and then there is the truth. And I'm about the truth. I don't care. I don't care who you are. My mother know the shit too. If she's wrong, I'm gonna let her know. Am I gonna go against my mother? No. But I am gonna educate her. I am gonna educate the boys. I am gonna make them greater, and I'm gonna make them feel way better than what they ended up, than what they first felt like in the situation. That's how you have to be. Am I perfect? No. Do I sprue and talk shit about people each and every time there's an issue with others? Do I bring my boys around? Do I bring my mother down with me in that vibration of darkness? No. No, I do not. Because, you see, when you talk about people, unless it's a productive way, it just tells about you. It just tells about what you're interested in. And your interest is to talk shit about folks. Where is that gonna get you? How fat are your pockets getting with that? You gotta ask yourself these questions daily, right? Especially, like, I know people that do conniving shit, and it gives them a sense of, ooh, I feel good. Like, you know, like that quick one night stand. It's gonna make you feel good, but now you give away your temple, which is gold. And it's not as valuable. But that's a whole other story that y'all definitely are ready for. And it's gonna be on here soon. But I think that as valuable as we are, as these machines that we carry around, right? Which is our bodies, our brains, our minds, I find that we can use it to do so much more. And when people choose to talk shit about others, to be jealous of others, to hate on someone else, it's such a waste. It is a waste of you, of your time, probably your money. Because let me tell you, I've seen some crazy shit. I've seen people do some crazy shit and pay for it just so that someone else won't win. And they don't even know why they don't like them. What the fuck? Did you just spend $10 to make sure that this man don't... You know what I mean? Like, don't be that person. And let me not catch you being that person either, because, yo, I'm humble, but I'm also a little petty. Just a little bit. Just like 5%. Maybe 2%. Let me not be like that. But and I think that my pettiness is not even like to make you feel bad. I think it's all facts. But I'm not gonna talk about me, what I do, because I'm here to teach you, right? Fuck that. Fuck what I do. Fuck that. Learn how to navigate your thoughts, right, on somebody. And then ask yourself, why do I feel like this about that other person? Now, there's obvious things. Like, if it's a relationship, they cheated on me. Or if it's a business thing, they stole money from me. You know, I think those are very valid reasons to kind of... And it's not even hate. After someone does you dirty in those ways, then what you do is separate yourself so that you won't feel that animosity no more. So that you won't become something that you don't want to become. Because obviously people change of their circumstances and what they've been through. People don't trust people for many reasons. So make sure that your reason is not she fucked my friend's home fuck baby daddy. Oh yeah? What was the baby daddy doing though? I'm pretty sure his dick wasn't hidden between his legs when she was offering the cuckoo. I'm just saying, y'all, be realistic on why you don't like somebody. If your friend's baby daddy's smashing every... Look at this guy. And then when they get ran over, they just want to question everything. And be aware, you know, let that not come onto you. If your friend doesn't like that person, and especially if your friend gets back with her baby daddy. And now, this is not a real story. I'm just giving you a good example because I'm from the hood. This is what happens. So, you know, like, people get it so twisted on why they don't like a certain individual, but then their friend is the toxic waste that keeps bringing in her baby daddy and giving her baby daddy like a good kind of like a look on what they're doing wrong. And I'm just like, you took this guy back after we jumped this girl, or like you took this guy back after we like spray painted her, like, you know what I'm seeing? Like, listen, you won't catch me for nothing. You won't catch me getting involved or fighting a war that I know that a motherfucker started. If my friend started a war, if they come to us, it's a wrap. But if you're like friend from over there that keeps doing this and keeps taking back that same guy, or keeps doing illegal shit, or keeps getting involved with shit that's gonna get her in trouble, like, stay out of that, because then you turn into that, and it's easier. Like, I know, trust me, I'm from the ride or die area. From where you have to ride when you have to ride, and no matter what, you gotta die. Right? But you know, I'm telling you, that's not gonna show your loyalty. Your loyalty is helping that other person grow. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a person, yeah, get into your little childish shit with the situation, but real quick, let it be real brief. And if you find yourself questioning, oh shit, why did we just do that to this and that? Most likely, it's not even gonna be your issue. Most likely, you're gonna be like, wow, I should stop this. This is not cool. Most likely, you're gonna, I mean, if you are obviously looking and look for a change of your spirit and who you are, right? You're going to, oh fuck. I forgot the packaging slip to let me know what she ordered. Now I'm going back down the stairs. I just got to my apartment here. So that's basically it. If you want to change, you usually see what you're doing wrong. You understand what I mean? Like, you usually see what aspects in life you got reasoning for and what you don't have reasoning for. You know, why am I doing this? Is this going to be effective? Is Fulana going to do something to trigger this girl again that will bring back that beef? You understand? I hope you understand. I hope that you guys are following me. Like, it's good to be a good friend. It's good to be loyal. But if it ain't your sister, your mother, or your brothers, don't go so hard. Don't. Please. I'm telling you. Even for a best friend, make sure your best friend ain't messy as fuck. Because then it's like, am I as messy as her? Do you want to be known as messy as her? And sometimes people put themselves in the wrong situation. I've done it, where I found myself in stupid situations. I didn't even know why I was there, but I swore I was ride or die. In reality, I was just not knowledgeable. No one was there telling me, bitch, those aren't your friends forever. Like,
hi, Pookie Bear Booty. Hi, Dora.
Excuse me. Those are the dogs. So, yeah, just know what you're fighting for. You know what I mean? Know what you're fighting for. Know what you're worth. Your time is very valuable. You as a person are so valuable. You don't deserve that. So, if your friend is being a little toxic, okay. You know, I understand you entertained it in the beginning, but if you don't feel comfortable, you're not fake if you don't feel comfortable to do bullshit. I promise you, you're not fake. And if that friend tells you, yo, you fake as fuck, you don't want to come down and egg some shit, you don't want to break people's shit, you don't want to do this with that, you don't want to run down with this, if you don't want to do that no more, if that's just not in your agenda no more, it's okay. It is totally fine to not want to be a messy person. It is totally okay. Yo, it is totally okay to not want to be a messy person. You don't want to be like your environment every day. That's why people are so surprised when I tell them I'm from Newark. Because I just don't represent. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I'm from the culture. Like, I speak a certain way. I have the Jersey accent, whatever it is.
But, you know, there's some girls in Newark that really stay true to being from Newark. And they act certain ways. And I just, people couldn't believe. Some people can't believe where I'm from. Because I just don't represent it in my actions. In my speech and all that shit. Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican as fuck. And I'm from Newark, New Jersey, right? But that's it. You're not going to see me doing hood ass shit these days. Because that's why I changed. I was like that, doing hood ass shit. But I changed so much in so many levels. And I'm so grateful for that. But that was because I felt uncomfortable. I didn't find satisfaction in involving myself in something violent or angry or desperate stuff. Like, no. I didn't feel good doing it. So what I did was took action on that. And I'm so grateful that I took action like that instead of, you know, feeding into my quote-unquote friends and what they were doing to other folks. And, nah, I'm good. No, I'll stay on this side. You know, you have the option. No, I don't want to go. No, I'm good. Not feeling good. Whatever. If you have to start like that, do it. Like, and you're not a pendejo or pendejo if you don't want to fuck. It's harder for men to kind of understand, like, you know, you don't have to do that, right? You don't have to do that. Are they paying you for it? Why are you going so hard? Are they paying you for it? I like asking that question. Hold on. I'm looking for some wands for the lashes. I'm fulfilling a lash order right now. Fulfilling a little lash order right now. Shout out to you guys. I love you guys so much. Showing your life so much love. Okay, so let's put soup. So, you are a grown-ass man, a grown-ass woman. If you are pressured to do stuff, you are allowed to say no. Stop beefing with people your friends are beefing with when you know your friend is the problem. Stop it, because you look stupid. And now you don't know why the fuck you're fighting for. You're not fighting for no representation of any sort. Like, what are you fighting for? You know, question that. Please question that when you feel like you gotta question it. Because if you feel like you gotta question it, then there's probably something going on deeper and stupid. Like, fix that. Fix that shit. You know, don't always feel like your friend is right. And, you know, if it's something that, you know, your friend is not like, and they're just going through something, you know, support them in a way where you're giving them advice, in a way where you're not falling into their anger as well. You know, you're not changing yourself for anybody. It doesn't matter if you've been friends forever. Don't change yourself unless it's in a positive view of who you are and what you're representing as an adult. Okay? So, with that being said, again, don't fall into the ride or die trap. Not everything means ride or die. Some things just mean die. Oh my God, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being productive and wanting to change your life for the better. You know, I do appreciate you guys jumping on here and still supporting the podcast and really not giving a fuck if I show up or not. But I'm going to show up, I promise. I just need more topics. You know, if you ever want to swing by and give me some advice on topics or give me a suggestion or whatever it is, like, you definitely could do that. I take suggestions all the time. I'm very aware and I'm very kind of open to all that. So, with all that's happening, you know, my mind is not always too clear. It might seem like it, but I get a little cloudy sometimes and I need help. So I hope everyone has a great day, a great night. I just finished fulfilling the order. What I'm gonna do now is go to the post office and go ahead and drop that in the name of Jesus. I hope that you guys stay productive. You know, don't fall into the ride or die trap and just live your best life. Be the best you. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much. And don't forget to add me on my personal page, which is Ruby Stones. And then you can go add the store, Your Life Solutions, to shop some amazing sales. We're having a great sale until Sunday. So put your grandma on, put your mom on, put your auntie on, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Bye.